show you the van?
Okay, then you go to the window and I go out. Oh no, I'm attracting too much attention to it, actually.
It does as well. I put it up on my street and I had like swarms of people.
Come on, Ruth.
Let's go and see the van.
If you play nicely now for an hour, then I'll take you out in it. And I'll put you in the roof. Yeah. Dead good fun. Proper good fun. Right. That's the best fun ever.
You don't go inside.
We go inside and outside and on top. Because have you seen it's got a ladder on the back?
What?
It's got a ladder on the back.
A ladder?
Did you not see it?
Show me.
I'll show you.
And there.
On here.
You see there's a ladder on the back?
Yeah.
So you can climb on top of it and everything.
Should we need a cup of tea? Because
yeah.
She's just got in. Should we tip some water in here then? Let's sit round. Are we in our position?
Yeah, that's
fine. Right. Right, here's some water. Should we tip it into the kettle? There you go. You put that on the cooker.
Where does it go?
That's it, on there. Sugar. Ask Jimmy how many sugars she has.
How many sugars do you want?
I'll have 3, the same age as you.
That's a lot, isn't it? Right. You count them. What's that? 1, 2, 3. Do you want to stir it?
What sort of cake is it?
The round.
The round one? The round cake? Oh, I only like square ones, sorry. Have you got your square cakes?
No.
See, she has these ones.
You like these ones?
Oh, they're my favourite, those.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Pop that on the plate then. Should the kettle's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You put the cup on there. Burn your fingers or tip it out, do you? There you go, you stir it and then see if Jeanine wants some milk and we'll put some milk in it.
Do you want some milk?
Yes, please. Can I have quite a lot of milk?
Quite a lot.
Okay. Is that enough?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, you stir it then.
There we go.
There we go. There, you can give it to Jeanine now. Got cake and tea. You manage? Okay, if you want it at a time.
There's a cup of tea.
Oh, that's lovely, thanks.
I'm gonna spill it.
Do you what, sorry? You gonna make your mummy one now?
Okay.
And you gonna make all those dolls as well. Be here forever. Oh, lovely. Thanks very much. Mmm.
Yeah, there's some more tea left. Do you think the babies want any? Do it, let me see. Should we tip them? Please, tip them little bits because they're only little, aren't they? Let's get
down
these children, put that on the table.
Jim, we're just going to nip and get
something
from the car.
Okay.
What, I would keep the video there.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Right, here we go, Ruth. So, what's this dolly's name?
Raggy Ann.
Is that Raggy Ann as well? You've got loads called Raggy Ann. Mm. Do you think she wants some tea?
I think.
Ask her.
Which cup can we get?
That tiny little pink one she likes.
Is it?
Yeah. Raggy Ann, do you want some tea? There we go, you've got a little cup. She likes that.
What is it?
Cappuccino, it's called. Coffee. She says thanks. Should we see if she wants to slice that little cake, the egg cake? Just an egg cake. What does she say?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
She ate it all.
Did she eat it all?
Yeah.
What about her sister? Do you think she wants any?
Yeah, I think.
Thank you. I think so. She's not going away, is she? She tried to eat it all, didn't she? Don't you eat it all. You think she wants some coffee? Do you want to tip her some coffee in there?
Yeah.
From the teapot?
There we go.
There we go. They are again. I'm
going to eat this all because I'm putting it in the
rain. Oh, are you putting the lid on? So that's to keep the flies off it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
What about this dolly? Does she want anything?
No.
I think she wants some clothes, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. Where's her clothes gone?
Where's her clothes gone?
Shaking her hair.
Why's she shaking her?
Because she thought she had something in it, but it's gone now. Hello, Ruby. Can I have some coffee, please?
No.
No.
Sorry. Sorry.
She doesn't care about flies, she's just hungry. She said they've had some, why can't I have some? She said please, just a little bit.
Okay.
Here we go.
Don't eat it all.
She best get it off or she's going to eat it all. Oh no, the teddy's having some now. Oh, they're not pinching it out. No, you are. It's going back in there now. Oh, what about little panda? Can he not have any?
Yeah.
Can he have like a cup of coffee? It's thirsty.
Just drop it. Looking about.
Licking his lips, yeah, he'd like some more. Please, please, Ruby.
Mm.
Oh, he likes it. You know what? It's this one's birthday, yeah?
Yeah.
So why don't we make him a cake? Do you want me to get your Play-Doh and you can make him a little cake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could do it on there, couldn't you? Get him a cake. And you can roll it and then we can put it in this oven.
Yeah.
And I think, should we put the coin in it where we can make a circle? That makes good cakes, doesn't it? Yeah.
I can't eat
that real.
I do.
Squish that bit up. That's it.
Squish that up.
Can you manage pressing that? That's good. And it's just a cake. You know what it says on it? It says 10. Do you think that's how old the monkey is?
Yeah.
Do you think he's 10?
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one. Are you going to press that one in as well?
Yeah.
And should I get the knife and then you can cut round it?
Yeah. Which knife?
Get the blue knife is the best one, isn't it?
But I want the brown one.
Which brown one?
This one.
Do you want the one with the cooker?
Yeah.
That one?
Put that one back.
Then we can pick them up with that and I'll put them in the oven.
Okay.
We don't want to burn ourselves, do we?
No, I don't.
Can you manage?
There we go. Can't do it. Can you do it?
Do this one first.
I guess it all.
Yeah, make it a little round cake. There we go. can put it in the oven.
Yeah.
Can't we? Shall we put it in the oven? Do you want to do it? Yeah. Oh, no, but you don't burn yourself.
I'm going to burn my...
I'll put it in the oven, and then the children will be very happy because they all want cake.
There we go.
Let's get the other one in. What flavour is this cake?
Brown sauce and cakes in it.
Isn't it? Yeah. Brown sauce? Yeah. Ooh, I bet that tastes funny.
That's a roundabout.
It's like a bracelet, isn't it?
Can I have this bracelet on then? It's stuck.
Yeah, I'll put it together. Should I do it?
Me.
Okay. Should we make some sausages now?
Yeah.
Do you want to roll some?
Yeah. I can roll some.
Go like this.
Okay.
You're good at making sausages. You're going to do it on here? Come on there and I'll hold it still and you can do it. Like that. Sausages. Yeah, you'll need a little bit. Let me chop some off here.
I'll chop some off.
Oh, go on then, you do it. You have to wait a little bit, children, for your dinner because Ruby's just making you sausages now.
I'm hungry.
Oh, they're starving, I think.
I'm hungry.
One sec, dear one. One sec. I'm just doing
the dinner.
And
dinner's high.
Yeah. And that's a lot in it. Yeah, you can chop that one as well. And roll it like this. Oh, that's a big sausage.
Yeah.
Is your belt sticking in your belly?
No, yeah.
Is that heavy, that bracelet?
No. It's a little bit heavy. Alright, let's do this for 2 minutes. Looks a bit tight.
Might be ready now, the cakes.
Yeah, I think.
Watch it.
50 minutes.
50?
Yeah.
Are they done then?
Yeah.
Are they burning?
Would you like to help Cinderella cook dinner?
Oh,
they're burning. Are they? Is it very hot? I know what we should do. We should get them out with this. Do you want me to get them out?
No way.
Okay. You manage. Children, who wants some cake?
Does everyone want some cake?
Oh, why don't you put some cream on it? Put some cream on the cake. Get some cream with it. You love cream, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
here, you can have the big bit of cake. There you go. We likes it.
I don't want that now.
You want sausages now? You going to sing happy birthday to him with the children?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear monkey. Happy birthday to you, dear monkey.
Shall we see if we can make a really, really massive one and you can chop it into lots of pieces?
Yes.
Shall we try?
Are these bits? No, because I need it thick. Really, really big one.
You know what we can do, Ruby, in a minute, when we chop this up,
yeah,
we could put a blanket on all the children and you could tell them a story, couldn't you?
Yeah. Wow, that's big. Can I chop it now?
Yep, into loads of pieces. Watch your fingers on the sharp knife. You can come back there, monkey.
There we go.
There we go, children. Now let's put your blanket on and Ruby's going to tell you a story. There you go. Night, night, children. Children.
He doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to go to bed?
No.
Why not?
Because he don't want to.
But he's had a very busy day since it's been his birthday.
Yeah.
So I bet he's very tired.
And it's Spinner's, and it's Spinner's.
It's been everybody's birthday.
And that one.
Gosh, everybody's birthday.
Don't chop them, don't chop them bits. Don't chop them bits.
Can you tell them a story?
Right. Is it getting a book from the express?
We've got a little book somewhere down here.
No, because they're up there.
Well, let me get you one.
Let me.
Oh, what about this one? That's a nice little book for little children.
Aww.
Come on, Mike.
Which one's that?
Yeah, children, Ruby's got a little book for you. She's going to tell you a story.
Come on, the newspaper. Right. What's it got for
them? Oh, it's like a donut, that, and that looks like a sandwich, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but it's a bit of toast.
Oh, a bit of toast.
Big bad wolf.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, they're getting a bit scared. They don't like the big bad wolf.
Look.
That's a big fat cat.
Yes.
And what else is there?
Can you read?
Oh, what's that?
The monkey. I'm going to use to read it to him.
Oh, they're saying they don't want a book anymore. Why? They're tired now. They're going to go to sleep. Yeah. Let's let them sleep for a minute and then you can wake them up and say, morning, children.
Morning!
Oh, that's not a very nice way to wake them up.
It is.
Come on, children, everybody up. Everybody up. Ruby's going to wash your face. There you go. There's a flannel. There you go. She needs a wash. There, you wash the girls. The others can stay over there. You wash the girls and you clean the teeth, okay? I'm just going to get a drink of water. Do you want a drink of water, Ruby?
No.
Do you need to get a drink of water?
No, I'm
right. Can you play with me?
What's it playing? What are we playing? What are we playing?
Oh, we're not playing with this anymore. Oh. Mm-hmm. It's funny stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come here. Sit here.
No.
And we can make it together.
No, I can't wait for you.
Huh? Because I'm going to cut it over here.
No, I'm
reading. Okay, you cut it. You cut it into a shape.
Okay.
And then we can pretend to
love it.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Oh, I didn't know Postman Pat had his own money. Pat money.
Yeah.
For buying things in Post. Oh, did you open your big Postman Pat thing? What was in it?
Play-Doh.
Was it Play-Doh? Was it not a post office or something?
No, it's Play-Doh. This is Play-Doh real.
That's certainly Play-Doh. You know what it looks like, though? It looks like Play-Doh that's been all mixed up.
It is Play-Doh.
But has it been all mixed up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to play with it now.
Okay. What are we going to make out of
it? Oh, it'll go in the bin.
Or it'll go in the bin?
Not you.
I'm going in the bin?
Yeah.
Can I get this bit and I'll make something out of it?
No, no.
Why not? How come you say to me that I'll play with you and then I'll come and play and then...
You can.
Can I? So does playing with you just mean watching? Or can I play too? Because I'm going to make a big snake. Big snake. Watch. This is how you make a big snake. Look.
I like snakes.
There's its head. There's its toe. Does that look like a big snake?
Mm-hmm.
And then we make a tongue like this, look. Do you know what snakes' tongues look like?
Yeah.
That, and then they've got like a middle bit like that. Oh, that's like a slug. What do you think? Ask your mum, is that a snake or a slug?
Oh, it looks like a long slug. We have slugs in our garden, don't we, Ruby?
Yeah, we do.
And what else do we have? Snails.
I'm going to make this into a snail.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay.
Ooh.
That's nice.
Oh,
it's clever, isn't it?
Thanks.
Do you want to have a go at making one? What you do is you make a big snake shape first. Go on, rub it into a big ball.
Look.
Should we make him a friend?
Yeah.
Watch again, see how you make a snail. Make it into a big long sausage. You get up here, you give it two little feelers like that. So it looks a bit like a slug. Then you get the bite and you roll it like that. Where's the other one gone?
Yeah.
Which one's the mummy? Or do you think they're both babies or are they both mummies?
Both mummies.
Oh, they're nice, aren't they?
Yeah, mummy.
Oh, no.
Shall I make a baby one then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna roll and roll and roll and roll and roll. There you go. I want a new one now.
Oh, look, there's the mum and baby. Is that the daddy?
Oh, look, our family. Don't they live in our garden?
I think.
What else lives in the garden? Should we make a frog? Come on, Gemma. I think let's both have a go at a frog.
What does a frog look like? That's a nice easy one for us, right? A frog.
We'll go quiet.
We've seen frogs, haven't we, Ruby?
Where?
Do you remember when we went to the museum and we saw frogs? The blue ones, do you remember?
Yeah.
With Nanny?
Yeah. Which one?
You know the big museum where they have the dinosaurs and the animals?
Oh, Gemma, yours is good. I'm jealous. Look at mine.
Wait. Oh, yours does look more like a frog.
Wait.
Oh, Jimmy's got the right shape, you see. Can you do a frog, Ruby?
No.
Can you not?
No.
Wait. Uh-oh.
I'm the dad.
I don't think I like the frog. What other...
Go away from that.
Oh, why don't you make a spider?
But Gemma's has been run over.
Jemis. Oh, Jemis has been stood on.
Oh, poor little frog.
What else can we make? Should we make a butterfly?
Yeah.
That's nice, isn't it?
I like butterflies. And it's tickly and tickly.
At least they went on you when they were going and flying. They tickle, don't they?
I've had one that's flown and sat on my nose before. So it was orange.
Wow.
It gave me a shock and it flew off. It was quite exciting though. Can you imagine you had a little butterfly on your nose?
That's weird.
That would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
That would be hilarious.
Absolutely hilarious.
Absolutely hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've been a rubbish butterfly. You're my uncle here.
Nice squashed frog. Read, where's his head?
Look, here's a butterfly. It's coming to land on you. Oh! Oh, this is a very odd looking butterfly.
Where's his dad?
I'm making a spider.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't like spiders.
They won't hurt you.
Naughty spider.
Oh, that's a lovely, look at that spider.
That's Wolfler. I don't like spiders.
It's going. It looks a bit like a crab. Oh, that's excellent, isn't it?
Ow.
Smelling the frog. Oh, his legs fell off. What can you make, Ruby?
Nothing.
You can.
Of course you can. Go on, you have a go and we'll guess what it is.
Please have a go. It's me or a frog.
What about a worm?
No.
I bet you could.
Nope.
Worms, easy. Just go like that, look. Make a big, long worm.
Worms.
Do you eat them for your dinner?
No.
Spaghetti worms.
Can I have a go?
It's a wiggly worm!
You swinging it around, it'll be dizzy.
What's his tail fell off?
And your worm for your dinner.
Look, there's a frog and it's going to eat it.
Oh, that's a good frog, isn't it?
What about... Is that a spaghetti worm? Can I have spaghetti worms and sausages for dinner, please? Should we make that?
Yeah.
Let's make that. I'll make a plate. And you can make spaghetti worms and sausages for dinner. That was a lovely video. Play that to you when you're older. You're going to make loads of... Is that the sausage or the spaghetti worm?
The spaghetti.
There's the plate, look. So when you've made the spaghetti worm and the sausages, you can put them on the plate.
It's done.
You can put it on the plate and I'll make a knife and fork.
There we go. I've put the ball in. What you're making, Mum?
I'm going to make lots of spaghetti like that. Can you do it? Roll it. Make lots of long wiggly worms.
There we go. Stick to the plate.
Oh, it's got a lot on that plate, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be very full for their dinner.
Do you think it's for Postman Pat?
I think.
Where's the fork, though? That's a terrible fork. Should we eat a bit? What about her? Does Bowie want some food? She looks like she needs feeding.
No, yeah. She doesn't. She's got no clothes on.
I know. What's she doing out with no clothes on? She can't eat dinner with no clothes.
Naughty girl.
She's rude, isn't she? Where's her clothes? Shall I put her clothes on her? Maybe she's waiting for a bath.
Yeah.
Tabitha?
Yeah.
Do you actually want to get your little glass of water? Well, you take her knickers off, ready for a bath, and I'll get you. You get her ready.
I want you to take her knickers off.
Can you not take her knickers off?
No, I want you to.
Okay. That's her. Off come your knickers.
Off come your knickers.
Well, they're quite difficult to get off, aren't they?
Yeah.
Where's the rest of her clothes? Have you got some soaps and stuff?
I don't know. Oh, you've got one of them.
Oh, I have. I've got one. We're all lucky, aren't we?
Yeah, Rubes, let's put it on the floor.
Put it on the floor and we'll do some bathing.
There you go, you can sit around here.
Our old favourite.
Mummy will put the Play-Doh away then, should I?
Yeah. Can I put a right in?
Yeah.
It can't fit right in.
Well, it's because it's a bit small. You have to bend the legs a bit, you see. But yeah, she'll be able to sit up in it like that.
There we go. That right one's can we not put a bum in it?
Because it's a bit small, isn't it?
Why can't I put a bum in it?
That's terrible. We need to clean a bum. So she could legs not bend.
Do it. Can you bend them at the knees, Ruby?
She hasn't got bending a knees.
What about the little girl dropped by fairies then?
Yeah.
She'll fit in, won't she?
Oh, be careful to get her hair wet. Or are you going to wash her hair?
I'll wash her hair. Get your hair wet and get your hands wet.
Is she a good girl? Does she like it in the bath?
Yes, she does. She doesn't cry for a mum.
Is she not?
No.
Oh.
Do you like having a bath, Ruby?
No.
Why not? But you like bathing all these people. Why don't you like them on yourself?
Because I don't.
Is it not fun?
No.
You do like a
what
bath,
about swimming?
Kidder.
I don't.
You just don't like having your hair washed, do you?
No, I don't.
What about swimming?
Yeah, I like to go swimming and wash my hair.
Is swimming not the same as a bath?
Yeah.
It is. So why do you like swimming but not like having a bath?
Funny, isn't it?
I like having a bath, but I don't like swimming. I hate swimming.
I hate swimming.
Do you? You said you liked it.
You're just copying me, aren't you?
We need to take you swimming soon, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Splash, 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 splash!
You splash in the bath, don't you? What about the mummy? Is the mummy washing her hair?
Look, she's kneeling up.
Oh, she's very bendy, that girl, isn't she?
Can you do that, Ruby? Can you do what the little girl's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, you can?
Can I, can't I?
That's excellent. Is that where she's bent, though? Is she bent at the knees or at the hips? Do you know what hips are?
Yeah.
What? Show me your hips. Do you know what hips are?
What are they?
They're what? Quiet.
Got heads, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. You know where your hips are though?
Yeah.
Hips are there.
Yeah.
Doesn't tell you that in the song, does it? Heads, shoulders,
knees and toes,
and your hips.
Head, shoulders, hips and knees and toes. Is that right?
Doesn't sound right, does it?
Head, shoulders, hips and knees and toes. Head, shoulders, hips and knees and toes. I'm going to do the head, shoulders, hips and knees and toes. Go on, stand up and have a go. Are you ready? You going to do it?
We can do it. Ready, Rubes? I'll stand up and do it.
I'll do it too. Are we ready?
Ready.
Head, shoulders, hips and knees and toes.
Knees and toes.
I don't know.
Can you do it?
No.
Oh,
you can.
No.
How about head, shoulders, shoulders, knees and toes. Can you do it?
I'm waiting too.
Maybe you can get Barbie to do it. And then we've got eyes and nose and I don't remember it. What comes after eyes and nose?
Eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
Oh yeah, of course, nose rhymes with first. We could have lips and hips.
Lips and hips rhyme, don't they?
Look, hair's right way.
Oh, what are you doing to her? She's a circus. She's all twisted round. I can hear her crying from here. Give her a love and tell her it's all right. She's upset. She can't move around everywhere. She hurt herself. With you. Oh, okay.
All heads and rise. Why?
I don't know. She hasn't moved yet, has she?
She doesn't ask. No. Why are you flying? Fly and sky! One, two, three.
Wow, was that a somersault?
Yeah.
Is that a backflip?
Yeah. And that's a backflip like that.
Watch, she doesn't swallow the water, it's dangerous. She isn't drinking the bath water, is she? She's quite a dirty girl, that Barbie, isn't she? Mm-hmm. Drinking bath water. Is that what your mum does with you?
Yeah,
I know somebody who drinks bath water.
Me!
Is it you? Dry them on that towel. It's warm, it's been on the radiator, that is warm. You're alright. I didn't really know what's in that book there next to you.
Yeah.
Snails.
Aww.
It's called Snails, that book. Are you having a bath or is the baby having a bath?
The baby. Baby's not what's in a book.
I think you like having a bath, really. Obsessed with it. Splash, splash.
If I get my hands in the water.
You can just fit your hands in that box, can't you? I bet I can fit my hands in.
What?
I think I can fit my hands in.
Try.
I'll try. Too big? Maybe for... Oh! Oof, it says squash, isn't it?
You can.
Only just a little bit.
I can. Try them.
Yeah, you can. You're going to get your top wet as well, though.
I am going to.
Don't get your top wet, Ruby.
Why?
No, don't get your top wet.
I am.
No, don't, because it's got to bend, but you don't want to get your top all wet. Should I dry the dolly's hair?
Yeah.
There you go, Dolly. What's the little dolly's name?
Brody.
No, Brody's a boy's name. Brody. It's a girl's name. She'll call her... Denny.
Yeah!
Denny, okay. She can be called Denny. Should we call her Janet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Janet.
No clothes on.
She's going to give her a piggyback watch. She's going to sit on Mummy's neck like that. Hold on tight, Denny. And don't pull your Mummy's hair. Give her a piggyback. I bet the naturist these ones. So a piggyback off her mummy. That's nice, isn't it? Mummy, don't run too fast because I'll fall. I might fall. Oh. Do you think she needs to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
I bet she's bumped her head. Let's get an ambulance. Nino, 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 Nino. There you go. She's at the hospital.
What's done? Did you hit? Where?
She fell off my shoulders and she's hurt her head.
Oh.
What are you doing? Are you looking in her eyes?
No, I'm just looking at
her. Is she alright? Did she hurt herself?
Oh, that really hurts.
What should she do then?
Go to an ambulance, man.
Oh, right. She's got some cream on it. There you go. Mummy will kiss it better. There, yeah, she'll be alright now.
It's gonna water and that's gonna make it better.
Oh, is she soaking it in the water? Is it nice and warm, the water?
Yeah.
She's soaking it.
Yeah. Soak. I bet they will.
No, because their hair's so big. If you get it wet, it'll never dry.
It will.
Uh-oh.
What?
Get out of the bath. I want to go in there. Oh, hair's soaking now. You best dry it.
Yeah.
You can't go to Grandad's and leave her with her hair wet. She'll catch a cold.
I can.
Right, there's some shampoo. Here we go. Take her out so we can put shampoo on it. She's got a lot of hair. We'll need loads of shampoo. Smell it. What's it smell of?
Nice and strawberry.
Strawberry, ooh.
Get your hair wet. No. No, she can't get out yet, naughty girl.
Did she get all the bubbles out?
Not yet. I told her to get her hair wet and she didn't work.
Oh. I'll put this one's knickers back on if she's finished her bath.
Hiya.
Yeah.
I don't know where the clothes are.
I don't know where they are. What have you done with them?
I don't know. I was in the hair wet. Get dressed. I'm now dirty, I'm the feeling, I want some tea and I'm the wet. There you go, all your hair's wet.
If to dry it, put her under the towel and dry it. Rube.
Stick it right in.
There we go. She's got her knickers on now. There we go, you go back with the other children.
Wet.
Yeah, put them under here. Dry it. There you are, you get under there and we'll dry you.
And you, get in the bath. You, Mrs, get in the bath. Thanks.
And she got to have her hair washed as well.
This one, her one.
Oh, she's going to have to go to the hairdressers now and get hair dried. Do you want to be the hairdresser, Ruby? There's the dryer.
It's all dry. Your hair looks beautiful. Wow. That's amazing.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why are you wet? Have you needles in the wet?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I need a wet now to dry it out. Squeeze it, let's squeeze. I think it's wet.
Uh-oh.
All wet.
You best come over here, little girl, and I'll dry you off.
What? Go there.
Oh, you bossy. Go away from me, bossy goose. She's going to go and cry to her mummy now because you shouted at her. I think you're tired, aren't you? Because you keep losing your concentration, don't you?
No, don't you dare chop her hair.
I'm going to chop her hair. Oh.
That's no, your mum's cruel.
Chopped her feet. She's got no feet, they're chopped.
So let the water out.
No, don't let the water out. We'll tip it
Ruby,
out.
Ruby, where's her feet? I'm upset about her feet.
They're gone.
Where have they gone?
Somebody chopped them off.
Who chopped them off? Because I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call the police on your mum. And you know,
it wasn't me.
She'll get put in jail, you know, your mum.
You what?
Me.
Hello, is that the police? Yeah, I want to report a crime.
Don't tell them, please don't tell
them. Gemma Walsh. Yeah, she chopped off the doll's feet. And she's hidden them. Yeah, who told on it? It was Ruby Walsh. She told
Did
on
you
her.
Tell on me?
So, what time will you be here? You're going to come and get her in 5 minutes. Okay, then. I'll make sure she doesn't leave the house. Okay, bye, Mr. Policeman. See you later. Bye.
It wasn't me, it was Ruby. It was you.
That was
you. I'm going to phone, please. Hello? Yes, sir. It was Ruby that chopped the feet off. It wasn't Mummy. Hello? No, sir, it was Janine who chopped the feet off. It wasn't Mummy or Ruby, was it? It wasn't us, was it?
It wasn't me either, I promise.
It was Janine. Tell the police it was Janine.
Hiya!
It was Vicky.
Oh. No, it was you. And you're naughty.
Oh. Did
Did you? How do you know it was me?
Naughty.
No, but how did you? Did you see me do it?
Yeah.
When did you see me do it?
Now.
Just then. But I've got a video. I can check. It wasn't me that did it. I think it was your mum.
It was.
It wasn't. It was that Vicky girl. I'm gonna call the police. Have you got your own phone?
Where is it?
Your phone's over there.
Oh, there's your phone on the table.
Which one?
You go over there and go and tell on Vicky. We'll say it was Vicky that chopped them off. And that we want her to
Vicky,
go...
Vicky, did you chop the girl's feet off? Yes. Naughty girl.
Did she say she did it?
Yeah. The police gonna get her in the bin.
Can you...
Vicky's feet off. Naughty girl.
I've managed to set it off again. I better just do a bit more. What?
You've done it yet?
Yeah. Well, do you want to show me? Do you want to find her feet as evidence?
Yeah.
Where's the doll's feet then? Do you want to show me?
Where's the doll's feet? Where's the doll's feet?
They're at grandma's. Actually.
If you want to get ready to go to your granddad's, and I'll finish it if you want. Should we look for the shoes? Should we look for the feet?
Yeah. Where's the feet? Where's the feet?
Now, where could the feet be?
Can you do the hair, please?
Okay, then. But will you tell me, because I feel very sad about that woman with no feet. Let's have a look at her. Mm-hmm. What do you think is more important, her feet or your hair? We could at least give her some shoes.
The shoes?
Are they totally lost?
Yeah.
Where could they be? Tell you what, should we make this room really tidy?
Yeah.
Because we love that game, don't we? Where does this go?
In there.
In where?
In that box there.
Which box?
Somewhere.
Here.
Yeah.
And where does this book go?
Oh, do you want me to read you this book?
Yeah.
God, it's a lovely book. It's about snails. Can we come over and sit over there with me?
What? Can you just do my hair?
Okay, you come over here and I'll tell you about the snails at the same time. Can I move you? Whee! What do you want me to do with your hair?
Cut it. Just move this hair a little bit.
Okay. There you go. Okay, I'll do it now. And I'll tell you what. If you sit in the chair here, then I can tell you about snails. You can look at the book. I will do your hair. Does that sound like fun? Do you think you might like to be a hairdresser when you're older?
Yeah. Where's the brush? Where's the brush?
Okay, I'll just look for the brush. Can I use this?
No.
That's a bit like a brush, look.
Yeah.
That's fun, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like brushing with fun. Okay. And then you open the book and you start telling me a story.
I don't want to open the book because you're doing my hair. Ow.
But you've never had it done with a fork before, have you? Oh, that's lovely. You've got a beautiful hair, haven't you? It's so soft and so lovely. Now we'll have a little look at this. Go, snail, go! Say, go, snail, go!
Go, snail.
And then it's go! Say, go, snail, go!
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 Go, right. Snail!
Go!
Go!
Right. It's a race between snail and frog. So who's playing the race? Which one?
Snail and frog.
And that's the start. Oh, look, bunny's at the start. That's really sweet. The ducks are watching. Everyone's out to play. The chickens are waving a flag. Now, who do you think's going to win?
Frog.
Why do you think the frog would win?
Because he will.
Just because he will? Or do you think it's to do with his legs?
His legs.
He's got long frog legs.
Yeah.
And the snail's got a heavy, heavy shell. Where? And no feet. So, who do we think's going to win?
Him.
I think the snail's going to win. So, let's see. It's a race between snail and frog. Around the pond and to the log. So, what's around the pond? Can you show me where they've got to go? If they've got to go around the pond. Good girl.
All the way around there.
All the way around there.
That's a long race, isn't it? But he's got very long legs. So the next page.
So go to your work in a minute.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
We had good fun at my work, didn't we?
Yeah.
So look, I've got a new toy at my work too.
Which one?
Garden Centre it's called. It's called Playmobil Garden Centre. It's decked fun. It's brilliant. And so I've got that new toy at work. And so when you come next time we can play Playmobil Garden Centre. But the snail is much too slow. Faster, faster, go snail, go. If you say that.
Go snail, go.
We'll be like cheerleaders. Go snail, go. Faster, faster. Oh, he's not even as fast as the ladybird. There's the finish at the log. Where's the log? I don't see the log. Through the mud hops Happy Frog. Uh-oh, he's happy, but what's happening to the chickens and what's happening to the hare?
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, go away.
What's happening to them? The frog has jumped in the puddle. And what's happened to them? They've got dirty, yucky, yuck, yuck. Oh no, I'm stuck, says Frog with a shout. Ha! I think that's funny, do you? Because the frog thought he was really fast and he was jumping in the puddles and splashing everybody. Everybody was getting really, really dirty. And then what happened to him? What happened to him? He sunk. He's got stuck in the mud. Oh no, I'm stuck, says Frog with a shout. Don't worry, Coarse Snail, I'll help you. Oh, did you see that?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's really nice of Snail?
No.
Because they were having a race and Snail's gone to help him because Snail could have just gone on and won the race. Mm. But Snail's not, has Snail? What's Snail gone to do?
To get the frog out of the mud.
He's gone to get the frog out of the mud. But how, looking at that, how do you think a snail could get a frog out of the mud?
I think he would.
How would he do it then?
Ow.
Oh, what happened? Or was it this? Naughty jacket. Let's look. Oh, the last page. Oh, they're two winners of the race today.
They got him out.
They got him out and they both winners. There was no loser. Who was the winner?
Maybe the frog.
And all the animals cheer. And Ruby and Janine cheer. Hip hip hooray! That's a lovely, lovely book, isn't it? You know what I like about
this
it?
Race.
Should we set up a race with the plasticine? Oh no, the plasticine's gone. I think. Who would we have a race with? I think maybe the slug and the frog.
Oh, where's the water?
Uh-oh.
Where is it?
What do you think it's spilled? Or do you think it's gone with the lady's legs? Should we tidy these up? Tell me where these go, because we can be like detectives.
Where's the water?
Oh, Ruby, come here. Where does this go? Because I don't like missing pieces. Does it belong to that?
No, I pulled it off.
Do you recognise it though, what it belongs to?
I pulled it off.
You pulled it off and what does it belong to?
And never get to
me. And this one, what is that? Oh, scales. So that must belong to the shop. Don't go. I'm going to have to go now then.
I'm just going to the toilet.
Okay then, you just nip to the toilet.